The Boston Marathon bombings are prompting one of Ohio's top cops to order beefed-up security at some big public events. Colonel John Bourne heads the Ohio State Highway Patrol.
We are stepping up our presence at certain key locations and facilities, and you'll likely see a greater presence of troopers, whether that's a uniform presence or maybe our special response team at certain events. We did that after September 11th on a sustained basis, for example, at Ohio State football games. And so we'll be in some areas that maybe you haven't seen us before.
The patrol superintendent says officials are concerned about the potential for a copycat crime. Bourne says troopers will work with other law enforcement agencies to make sure there are both visible and behind-the-scenes security efforts at events that draw significant crowds, such as marathons, baseball and football games, other sports events, and charity events. And he adds the Boston Marathon bombings are just the latest evidence of how important it is for the public to report suspicious packages and suspicious people. Organizers of the Cleveland Marathon say discussions are underway about adding security for that event next month. Executive Director Jack Staff says organizers currently plan to add more police patrols and bomb-sniffing dogs.
We have a fairly good protocol for security. We definitely will study what happened in Boston, increase our security for sure. I don't know on race day how many more we would add, but there would be some. But we certainly would add more of a scrutiny, more of an investigation the days prior to the race.
Several other running race organizations in Ohio are considering adding security, including the U.S. Air Force Marathon in Dayton. They're looking at security upgrades to protect runners and spectators. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base officials say they'll prepare for what happened in Boston and work to deter a copycat bombing. As many as 15,000 runners are expected to participate in September.